Tryfon Angusson was a formidable leader in Alaska. He was renowned for his deep knowledge of policy and law and his involvement in multiple organizations and on many levels of government.
He could cite policy and references just with the snap of his fingers.
Angusson's son Brad worked with him for the past 15 years at the Alaska Peninsula Corporation.
Really, probably the smartest man I've ever met in my life. He's an incredible resource with regard to Alaska Native policy history, the history of our region, and he's also an incredible businessman. He had amazing business intuition and business sense, and that's going to be a pretty big void to fill.
Angusson grew up between the villages of Savonoski, Naknek, and South Naknek, the third of 10 siblings. Angusson spoke about his childhood there with historian Katie Ringsmith in 2018. His parents worked in the canneries, and at the end of each season, fishermen were supposed to return their canned goods to the processor. Instead, they brought the food to his family in secret.
All of the fishermen would put all their canned goods and their food from their boat into gunny sacks, and at night they would carry them up to my mom's house. And, you know, to this day, I prefer canned fruit over fresh fruit, and that's a given. Huh. I prefer sardines over smoked salmon, would you believe?
Really?
Yes, because there was always lots of
Angusson
sardines.
Was a Aleutic, and he became one of the leading figures on Alaska Native policy, working to protect rural subsistence rights throughout his career. His deep personal involvement is particularly clear in one landmark case. His family subsisted at the mouth of Brooks River in what is now Katmai National Park and Preserve, putting up fish for the winter. Brooks Camp also drew sports fishermen and tourists from around the world. Angusson's great-aunt, Pelikia Melganac, applied for a Native allotment there in 1971. She was 93 years old, and she died shortly after. The application was not fully processed for more than a decade, when the Interior Department denied it. The government argued that the family's use of the area hadn't begun before 1931, the year required by law. The Angusson family took the case to the Federal District Court and sued the government. Sam Fortier is a lawyer who worked with the family for years and was a close friend of Angusson's.
Tryfon is part of that heritage of not quitting. He was a remarkable person. He was unique. He was, and I'm getting emotional. He was irreplaceable.
In the end, the family retained a portion of the original allotment. Angusson's son, Brad, says it was a success.
My dad took on the federal government. My uncle Al took on the federal government and the rest of their siblings, and they won. That was a huge accomplishment. And, you know, I think that really helps to sort of set the precedence that Alaska Natives, in particular, are a foundation of Alaska.
More recently, Angusson consulted the Pebble Limited Partnership on issues around those laws. The company proposed a large copper and gold mine at the headwaters of Bristol Bay, and the project stoked more than a decade of controversy in the region. Though Angusson didn't fully endorse the project, his son, Brad, says he believed it would help the region's economy and that he advocated for due process regarding the mine proposal.
Pebble has been just, you know, a hard thing to deal with for our region because it's so divisive on both sides of the scale. Tryfon had a knack for maintaining balance, though, and he never deviated from that. Tryfon had a desire to determine for himself whether or not Pebble should or could be developed responsibly without significant harm to the environment.
Beyond Angusson's professional legacy in Alaska, he was known for his extreme generosity. For Angusson's son and all those who knew him, his death leaves a deep absence.
Every day, I'd send a text to my dad as soon as I got up or woke up. And I find myself just at a loss there. He's not there. I'm going to miss my dad. I can't express how much my family's been impacted by this and, you know, how big the loss is for us. Not just for us, but for the Alaska Native people of Bristol Bay in general.
The family plans to hold a celebration of life this spring. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.